This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. La Plata County is facing a federal class action lawsuit alleging the sheriff's office knew that a jail commander was watching strip search videos of female inmates. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The three women who filed the suit were among more than 100 female inmates whose strip search videos Ed Auber viewed repeatedly between 2019 and 2024. The 19-year veteran of the La Plata County Sheriff's Office resigned after being accused of unlawful sexual contact with female inmates and sexual harassment of female employees. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation charged Auber with 117 counts of invasion of privacy for sexual gratification last month in connection with the strip search videos. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The White House is coming after wind farms, it says, for killing eagles. Brian Bedrosian with the Teton Raptor Center in Wyoming says eagle collisions with wind turbines isn't the leading cause of death, but it is a cause for concern.
Curbing these human-caused sources of mortality, whether it's poisoning or car collisions or collisions with wind turbines, all of those things are important to reverse this trend.
Research shows the number of golden eagles colliding with wind turbine blades has more than doubled in the last decade or so. A Boulder restaurant owner has died. Frank Day helped start Old Chicago, Rock Bottom, and the Chop House with his wife Gina. Biz West reports that he died last week at age 93. Day was inducted into the Denver and Colorado Tourism Hall of Fame this year. This is CPR News and KRCC.